now I'm coming up to do what I need to do, which is to introduce our speaker for the day. Her name is Reverend Therese Donlin Lee. She was ordained as a Unity minister in 2006, and she's currently serving as the minister of Unity of Hilton Head, South Carolina. Gee, a nasty job, but someone has to do that right. So congratulations, Therese, for making an exotic pick. She's a captivating, funny, inspiring, and authentic speaker, facilitator, and educator. Reverend Therese is also a dynamic leader and consultant in the Unity movement, working with churches and boards of trustees using a process called appreciative inquiry and emotional and spiritual intelligence, as well as leadership development tools. Her mission in life is to love out loud, and she is known for saying it like it is. So I'm thinking that she'll be a very entertaining speaker. Okay.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Reverend Therese Donlin Lee, and I welcome you today. We're going to talk about life being consciousness. So I'm wondering, before your feet hit the floor this morning, you're in bed, did you say, "Good morning, God," or "Good God, it's morning"? It's okay to laugh in church. Life is about consciousness. It's also about our attitude. So do you have an attitude that is contagious? That's really the question. A friend of Unity, John Shelby Spong, says that God is not a noun that demands to be defined. God is a verb that invites us to live, to love, and to be. That's what we're going to talk about, to get our attitude to that point, no matter what's happening outside of us. Charles Fillmore says that attitudes are part of our consciousness. Charles Fillmore is the co-founder of Unity. Life as consciousness, a different way of thinking about how it is you're going to be out and about in the world, being God, expressing the fullness of your divinity shining out into the world. Fillmore's definition of consciousness is the awareness of how we see. It gives us pause, doesn't it, to take a moment when we look out. What are we seeing? He says it's our awareness of the total sum of our thoughts, our feelings, impressions, experiences, beliefs, perspectives, and attitudes. So I always say to my folks, hey, your attitude is contagious. The question is yours worth catching? So what I first learned when I joined Unity in Chicago 33 years ago was that believing is seeing. That's not something that I had learned as a kid growing up. I always thought seeing is believing. And so one of the first things I remember that I still practice today is believing is seeing. Scripture for today that I chose is from the book of Luke, Chapter 11, verse 34. The light of the body is in the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single, the whole body is full of light. Do you know that? Do you remember each day that we are the very light of the world shining? And then there's those days you think, yeah, you know what? Can't quite get there. Good. Call somebody and say, I need help with my dimmer switch. And we need then to get our light back up and out so we can then be the very magnificence that we are. So scripture is telling us to let our eye be single. So I wear trifocals. So I really have 8 eyes. And yet if I see through all of these, right? So 3, 6, 7, 8. If I do that, then I'm not seeing from the truth of me. I'm allowing those things outside of me to somehow be more impactful than maybe they need to be. So when we metaphysically interpret this, which is what we do in Unity, we look at what lies underneath it. What does the root of the word mean? And so it means if we see with double vision, we're going to see both and. Today's talk is about seeing from the single eye, God as God, letting God be God, versus God and something else. God and lack, God and bad luck, God and fear. When that happens, we take a breath and we go, oh, look at me. I'm looking with double vision, and I'm going to go back to the truth of who I am and see with the eye of spirituality, the eye of truth that each of us is. God and life, God and peace, God and supply. Because those then are not separated. They're of the one mind, the God mind that's residing within you and with me. Always and in always, I like to say. And because we stand on a bit of higher ground when we come from this single view, we get to see that everything is a blessing. Every single thing. And you're thinking, wait a minute, you don't know what I'm going through. Correct, I don't. And I invite you to take a moment and breathe. When something happens, allow the shift in your consciousness to manifest. And then we get to see everything as holy. Everything for me, for the best of Therese, for the best of you. And you get to decide. I always encourage everybody to breathe, and that allows us then to respond versus react. Each time we take a moment, whether it's on a Sunday or any other day of the week, right, because every day is a holy day, we get to know that God and Spirit is our source. Life, health, peace, abundance, they all start within us. Yep, you and me, peace inside. Are you willing? Are you willing to allow, no matter what's happening outside of you, not have its way with you when you take time to get centered? To know that I am going to live, you are going to live from a capital T truth. And that means we've taken a moment, moved from our head to our heart space. And we breathe. So do that with me. Breathe. It helps for me to stay present to the moment as well, no matter what's happening outside in the world. I also am a big advocate of turning off the TV. Just saying. Our affirmation for today, 10 two little words I learned when I was in CCD back in the day. If it is to be, it is up to me. When we teach kids, we like to use our fingers, don't we? Because it helps us remember things. So let the child within you rise up and say this affirmation with me. If it is to be, it is up to me. Now, is it all about you? Yes. And it means getting centered and coming from the God space within you. So you can come who you've come here to be, who and what you have come here to be. Scripture tells us that Jesus said in the Bible, "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works." In Unity, we use Jesus as our way shower, the great example, rather than the great exception. One of the greatest lessons I learned early on when I was in Unity in Chicago was that Christ was not Jesus' last name. It's his job description. It's our job description. I love it because that way then I can use that way of life as an example of what I'm going to be about as I be about God's business each day. So we follow the great example. That means that we spend time in quiet, time apart, time with people, and then get centered so that we can be spirit-led. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, his favorite scripture, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hope. For me, I have a new definition of that. Helping other possibilities emerge. Guess what? Possibilities. They're all around us. And the truth is, you and I are possibilitarians. We can see it as so and then work at making it make manifest by the way we think, by the way we study, and the way that we deal with things as they come up in our lives. Are you willing? Are you willing? We get to figure out how to be a different way of being in the world from the standpoint of being spirit-led. As a middle child, I always thought I had to be in charge. I deal with that still today, right? Because I have a control gift. And it doesn't always serve me to have it be engaged. So I take a moment, get back to center, and lead from spirit within me. Are you willing to transform your mind, as it tells us in Romans 12:2, to be transformed, to deal with life outside of us and see where there are possibilities for us? So you're invited always, when you're in a Unity service, to open your mind, open your ears, open your heart space, so that you might be changed by what you hear. That you might then, have a moment of great awakening, a holy shift, we call it. Careful how you hear that. S-H-I-F-T. And what Albert Einstein would say, it's always a holy shift. So we get to see, seems like everything outside of us is always changing. Great. That means we're going to continue to transcend and transform in our lives. Think of the chrysalis. We allow the butterfly to be in the goo and the darkness. And then, right, because we're not supposed to help them through their journey. Then all of a sudden, one day, there's a little bit of poking on the side. And out comes a beautiful butterfly. The transformation after we allow ourselves to be. We come in fully loaded, I like to say, with the OEM parts of us, the 12 powers, the divinity that is us. The 12 powers are also, we call them the faculties of mind. Charles Fillmore also called them the fountainheads. We don't have to do anything. I remember back in the 80s coming into Unity and thinking, I gotta get some faith. So you go to the store, you buy some Kellogg's and some potato chips, and I'll have an order of faith to go, please. No, my minister said to me, sit down, be quiet. Call it forth, Therese. These are the gifts you already have within you. So here I are, all these years later, still remembering to call the gifts forth. Respond or react. Resist or embrace. What I love about Unity is we're never going to tell you what to think. We're going to ask you to think, then to question what it is that you think, and then rethink about what it is, and then go back to center to figure out what will be yours to do from there. Are you willing to change your thoughts when you do our affirmation? If it is to be, it is up to me. If it's not working, then maybe we need to have eyes that see from the believing standpoint within us. Unity minister and author Eric Butterworth, who I consider a mentor, although I never met him in person, his works are so fabulously grounded in Unity principles, and he'll say, don't worry about setting it right, see it rightly. So if someone's on my last nerve, I don't know if that happens to you. It doesn't happen too often to me. But when it does, then I have to take a moment and breathe. What in me is unsettled? And how can I see this differently, whatever the situation is? Because we get to remember, as Teilhard said, spiritual beings have human experiences. So we're going to have those interactions. It's all right. We just get to remember that the Christ in them is the same that the Christ is in me. Time to examine when I get unsettled, the disconnect from the other person, whether it's in a board meeting, right, or the neighbor next door. It could be in that 10 or less line, and the person has 15 or maybe more because they maybe didn't count correctly. Without judging, we get to see, why am I being unsettled by that? What is the purpose for me? What is the lesson in it for me? So we get to see that maybe, I didn't pray enough this morning. Maybe I'm caught up because I've watched too much news. Maybe I haven't taken a class that I really wanted. Doesn't matter what the reason is. Get back to center and know that within us is the potentiality, the possibilities to be something different than what we might have shown up with if it's not serving you. Because you're the one that gets to decide that. That's another great thing about unity. Nobody's the boss of you. You're the boss of you. And you get to decide if your attitude is worth catching. Are you willing to be a possibilitarian? Say it with me, wherever you are. I am a possibilitarian. Say it again. I am a possibilitarian. We get to discover day after day, sometimes moment after moment, the divinity within us, celebrating our spiritual glory, because that's what it's all about. We are the hands, the face, and the words, and the feet of God here. We get to use our free will, make choices, see what works, see what doesn't, come back to center. And remember, if it is to be, it's up to me, right? So if God's, because God is absolute love, are you willing to let God be God and you be you? That's always a question for me because I think I'm in charge a lot. And then I got to ratchet down a notch. And remember, everybody shows up at the right, exact, perfect place they're supposed to be in my life. So the way we see things makes a difference. The way we allow others to affect our lives is up to us. Consciousness precedes experience. You can think about this at a family gathering. Everybody's having the same experience at the dinner table, right? We're all eating the same food. However, everybody comes in with a different consciousness, and everyone will have a different story when they explain how the family dinner went. So we get to say, oh, I'm going to change my consciousness, and that dinner is going to be fabulous no matter what happens, what the food is, who the people are. So we go in with a different kind of energy. And I know when I do that, when I go home, it makes a difference in my family. Believing is seeing, a foundational unity truth. And it helps us to know and remember that I can't change anything outside of me, and that when things happen around me, they happen. When they happen to me, they happen. However, what I am able to deal with is how those things, when they're happening, happen in me. Am I going to get ruffled or am I going to be restful? I get to decide. I'm not in control of the fluctuation in the market or in the behavior of others. All I get to do is deal with Therese. And then the way I show up, my attitude, the way I see things becomes contagious. Have you ever noticed that about yourself? People want to be by you. They're drawn to your light. Well, that's why. Because you are outpicturing the peace, the hope of glory that Charles Fillmore talked about, by your presence as you show up in all situations. So we get to face fear with understanding that maybe I'm in the future, future events appearing real. So then you go back to, wait a minute, all I have is this now moment. I'm going to be here. I'm going to understand that the one presence, the one power active in the universe and in my life which we call God in unity, which I call God, is here right now. Are you willing to be God expressing in the world? And remember that we're never alone. Always and in all ways, the presence is our gift. And I call that God. Thanks for being with me today. Many blessings. Reverend Therese, signing off.